So we hear an attempt by theme three to take over the action there in the development section, ultimately crushed under the fist of theme one, which is at the top of the feeding chain here in the first movement, its power reaffirmed as it begins the recapitulation where we expect it to. Now, the recapitulation goes basically as we expect. We hear theme one, we hear a somewhat different modulating bridge than before, but let's continue. Then we hear theme two and theme three. The big difference, of course, is key area. We do come back to E minor, which is ostensibly the home key of this symphony, but suddenly, instead of going and staying in E minor, as we should, according to the provisos, Dvorak manages to get us to the distant key of A flat major. What this means, folks, is that we're hearing E up to A flat, which are the first two notes of an E major chord, not an E minor chord. Dvorak seems to be playing a harmonic game that will have tremendous impact when we get to the coda. So let's quickly see what happens in the coda, because that's when, all kinds of tensions start occurring that we might not have anticipated given the rather stock procedures in the rest of the movement. The coda begins in part one with a sort of duel between major and minor. I read from the word score. A sudden extraordinary modulation as the trumpets play theme three. Ah, we thought we took care of you, and the trombones play theme one. Yes, theme three returns very powerfully, suddenly in E major. At that point in the movement, when we should be in the home key, a dark key of E minor, suddenly the trumpets, powerful and fairly lyric, evoke not just the glory of major, but the lyricism of theme three. Suddenly and powerfully, theme one comes in the trombones in minor. And so we have a clash, a real clash between... It's like it can't decide whether it's dark and stormy or brilliant and triumphant. This is a theme that will permeate all the rest of this piece. This clash between minor and major, E minor and E major quite specifically, a clash between themes that represent darker, more deep and powerful emotions, and those that represent brighter and more brilliant emotions. Let's just listen to this part one of the coda, and let us be aware, please, of this sudden affirmation of a major chord in a place we expect minor, although maybe this A flat prepared us for E major, the A flat major, but nothing prepares us for this duel between the themes. Coda, part one. Yet this kind of duel is going to permeate the rest of the piece. Themes not just played alternately back to back, but themes superimposed over each other, each with its own harmonic language. Quickly, to end this lecture and unfortunately to end this all too brief discussion of the first movement, let us listen, please, to the recap and the coda so we can hear how this movement ends in E minor with theme one, but with the hint of major still ringing in our ears. Recapitulation. A prime. A double prime. Modulating bridge. Theme two, A. A prime. A double prime. Shift to major. Theme 3, A. A prime. A double prime. Here comes the coda. Coda part one. Part two. Part three. Part four. Thank you.